The federal opposition is today expected to finally reject the government's legislation for a plebiscite on same-sex marriage. The Labor caucus will meet in Canberra this morning to formalise that position, which would deliver a lethal blow to the coalition's bill. In the meantime, the federal government has released amendments to the Marriage Act, which it says it'll pass if the plebiscite is approved. Tanya Plibersek is the deputy Labor leader. Tanya Plibersek, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Labor going to block the legislation for the same-sex marriage plebiscite?
Well, we've got our caucus meeting this morning, and as we've always said, we'll go through our proper processes the way we do with any piece of legislation. But anybody who's been watching this debate would understand that we have grave concerns about the plebiscite proposal. Anybody who's been following the debate, I think, would be unsurprised to hear both Bill and I this morning arguing against supporting the plebiscite.
So that means Labor is going to block the legislation?
Well, we go through our proper processes. I don't announce the outcome of caucus meetings before we have those meetings. But
effectively, this is the day that the same-sex marriage plebiscite dies without Labor support.
Well, as I say, I don't announce the outcome of meetings before they happen. But we have grave concerns. We've spent the last 3 weeks since we saw the plebiscite legislation that was introduced late in the last sitting week, consulting with members of the gay and lesbian community, their families and supporters, and also, of course, with others, people who are supportive of the plebiscite or opponents of marriage equality. And those several extra weeks of consultation on the specific legislation have not reassured us one little bit. In fact, they've increased our concerns. We are concerned about the mental health impacts of people, particularly young people who are particularly vulnerable to the sort of criticism of themselves, their lifestyles, the people they love that we're worried about. But it's not just young and vulnerable people. People who've been out and in relationships for decades are contacting me saying they don't want their relationships debated as this plebiscite would allow.
But by opposing the legislation to establish the plebiscite, isn't Labor just making sure that the definition of marriage won't be changed for those people in the foreseeable future?
Absolutely not. This could be changed this week. There's legislation before the Parliament right now. If there was a desire from the government to see marriage equality happen, and we've got a Prime Minister and an Attorney General who say that they support marriage equality, if they really support marriage equality, this can be through both Houses of Parliament in a week.
There are private members' bills, as you say, but what is Labor going to put on the table instead? Do you have an alternative proposal, something that you think might get the government on side?
Well, we'll take one step at a time. And as I say, we need to decide this morning at our caucus meeting our position on the plebiscite legislation. The steps that come after that, again, will be a matter for debate within the caucus. But what I believe is important to do is to keep up the pressure in our parliament to see marriage equality become a reality. Our parliament is the place to legislate this. The High Court has determined that the parliament is the place to legislate this. And it's a simple matter. It's a very small change. The private members' bills, as you say, are already there. We're happy to co-sponsor one. We're happy for a multi-party approach to this. We know that there are people in the Liberal Party who do support the parliament determining this issue. We can just get on with it.
The government has released proposed amendments to the Marriage Act, which include redefining marriage as being between two people rather than a man and a woman. It says these amendments can be introduced if the plebiscite passes. Is that enough to make Labor reconsider?
Well, this is once again Attorney General George Brandis's terrific effort at consultation. He released the proposed changes to the Marriage Act last night at 11 p.m, I think. I mean, it is an extraordinary series of missteps from the Attorney General.
But is it enough to make Labor reconsider?
Well, actually, no, because the changes to the Marriage Act that he has proposed certainly don't answer our concerns. Our concerns are about the mental health and well-being of Australians who will be affected by this debate. Our concerns are about the $200 million that the explanatory memorandum to the original legislation says this will cost. I can think of a lot better ways of spending $200 million. In my electorate,
well, on that point,
a health service closed because the government cut $900,000 a year, a health service that's been there 40 years.
Well,
I'm
going to
spend
$200
million on this. It's absurd.
On the point about the cost, though, the Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, left the door open to compromise yesterday. He suggested it might be reasonable to consider removing public funding for the Yes and No campaigns if Labor requested it. Could that change Labor's mind?
Well, you're talking about a $15 million difference on a $200 million cost. We think that the public funding of the Yes and No campaigns is particularly harmful and hurtful and should not occur. But even if you remove the public funding, it does not mean that we will not have a debate that is harmful for the people who are most affected by it. We've heard Pat McGorry, former Australian of the Year, and many others say that it is unquestionable that this will have a harmful impact on the mental health of some Australians.
Tanya Plibersek, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you.
And that's the Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek.